Hello, you're listening to episode 4 of Chef's Dream, the podcast which goes behind the scenes at SCAFA. That's the School of Culinary and Finishing Arts in Dubai. If you're new to this show, why not go back to our very first episode so you can get the complete story? I'm Ray Addison, a graduate of the school's professional kitchen and professional finishing courses, and my job is to reveal what life is really like for students at the largest vocational culinary institute in the Middle East and South Asia. Coming up, we meet Ruby, who's learning that a kitchen brigade quickly becomes a family.
Really now, I think that they're my family, not a student. They help me, I help them, we learn from each other.
Culinary instructor Chef Toyo tells us all about the professional pastry course.
It's a laid-back kitchen. You come in, you feel laid back, you feel relaxed. That way you can work and produce more.
And we meet a graduate who's gone on to have a great career in baking in the USA.
I feel like SCAFA really set the base for it. I knew science behind it. I understood how to work in a kitchen. So for me, I feel like SCAFA definitely helped me out.
But first, each episode of this podcast is dedicated to a week in the life of culinary students on the professional kitchen course. Let's catch up now with Chef Francisco Araya to find out what happens in week 4.
Week number 4 is starches and mother sauces. Yep. So in this week, the student will learn how to work with different starches. So they will work with different kinds of rice and they will cook them in different ways. They will cook with potatoes. They'll understand where potatoes are from and so on. And they'll make different preparations with potatoes. Even though we're not going to have some starches, but they're going to learn how to cook. Couscous will have starch. Polenta will have a bit of starch. They will start cooking pulses, so they'll cook lentils. So they'll get an understanding, they'll get a very good understanding on everything that could be used on a dish as a starch that you could be able to pair it with a protein.
By the end of week 4, and the assessment obviously that comes with it, you're like one third of the way through, essentially. You're coming to the end of that first month, aren't you?
Yes, but I would say you would be on the two thirds. Why? Because a dish is built around the protein, and it will have a starch, it will have a veggie, and it will have a sauce. And that's the idea of the course. So we're only missing the proteins, if we were thinking like that. So the student knows how to work with starches. He knows how to work with veggies. He knows how to prepare stocks and how to prepare certain sauces from those stocks. During this week, we'll also do all the mother sauces. Yep. That even though that they're quite old fashioned in the sense that a lot of flour, a lot of fat and so on, it's basic sauces that a student need to know. Because when you come to cooking school and you get a certification, that's just going to put your foot through the door, right? And one of the, it's very typical that you go for an interview and the chef will let, okay, you went to cooking school? Okay, tell me what are the mother sauces, to check that your certification is real, that your school is real and so on. So by the end of this week, they'll have two thirds of the dish, only missing the protein.
Each week on Chef's Dream, we introduce you to a new student. And this next trainee is probably one of the happiest we've ever had, as you're about to find out.
Hi, my name is Ruby. I'm from Iraq. I am 10 years old. No, I'm joking. I'm 33. I come because I love to cook. I'm really happy when I cook. And I want to make it my job, because I want to work with something I love it, so I like that, be enjoying my life, not just work on or not just doing something I love it. I want to make it both.
So what's the ambition?
Really, now I have a plan that I was finished. Maybe I find work, or maybe I go to Turkey and open my restaurant. So I don't know which one will be the best, because I love to stay in UAE.
What would your restaurant in Turkey be called?
The name, of course, it will be Kahramana. Because it's a famous girl in my country. Before many years old, she was cook, and there is 40 thieves come to steal her. And she was alone, and she came to protect her restaurant. And everyone in her country love her. She's very famous, and I wish to be like her. I be strong, good cooker, and no one can steal me. Like that.
Okay, so lots of cooking schools in the Middle East.
Yes.
Why did you come to Scaffa?
If there is many students in the class, you can ask questions to the chef. You can take more from the chef. Because there is so many, not just you, want to ask, want to learn, want to do. But if there is little, you can do what you want. You can learn, you can practice. And I love the place here. I love the teacher, the chef. It's kind place, and I learned so much.
How did you feel when you started? Were you nervous? Were you excited?
Yes, and in the first, I was scared. From any chef come, I was scared. But now, no. Really, I'm comfortable. Even if I have so many classes, work hard, so many hours, but in the last of the day, I'm happy. So happy.
So what exactly is Ruby loving about the course so far?
Really, it's everything. It's everything. We ask the chef many questions. We learn so much dishes in this week. It's hard week, really. But when you make something, even if you do a hard job, many hours, but the result at the last come perfect, oh my God, I'm proud of myself. Even if I'm tired, even if the chef told me, do it again, strong. It's first on yesterday, when the chef say my apple pie, he said to me, Ruby, it's horrible. The taste is fantastic, but your presentation horrible. Why like that? Do it again. When I do it again, he come and tell me, Ruby, this is perfect. So I'm very happy. First time I want to cry. But the second time, I'm very happy.
You're not the only person who's done crying, I think, lots of people. And what about the other students, the people that you're in class with?
Really now, I think like they my family. Not a student, not a chef. I come work with them. They help me. I help them. We ask other questions. We learn from each other. Because every student come have a way to do his plates. I go to ask him, why you do that? How you do that? He learned me. Even I speak with my friends in the class. If they want help, of course I will help him. Like that. So we are now a family chef. Yes.
And we'll catch up with Ruby to see how she's getting on at the end of the show. Alongside the professional kitchen course, Scaffa also runs a professional pastry course. It's also 13 weeks long, and students graduate with all of the skills they need to work in a professional pastry kitchen, as Chef Toyo explains.
You basically learn the French techniques of baking and pastries. We start with teaching how to measure. Okay, you know how to measure in grams, how to measure in carbs, you learn how to make breads, then we go into the puff pastries and other types of pastries, then we go into the cakes. The normal cakes, from cakes we go into mousses, we go into meringues, we go into cold desserts like your ice cream, cream caramels, then we go into biscuits. We do your macarons, your cookies, your twirls and things like that. Then we work with chocolate. We go in depth into chocolate, where your chocolate is from, how to temper your chocolate, things you can do with chocolate, because we have different types of chocolate, so you need to learn how to work with all the types of chocolate we have. We do ice cream, gelato, sorbets, you know, things like that, using a ice cream machine and doing it manually so that you know how to work with both. Then we do the cake decorating, which is like a whole different ball game. You need to learn how to work with buttercream, royal icing, fondant, gum paste, you know, get creative, layer your cakes. Then we do dessert cakes, okay, where you learn your Black Forest cakes, your opera torts and things like that. Then after that, we have an event where the students have to learn how to cater. They learn how to make a business proposal, a business plan, costing and all that. Then they need to produce the food, decorate the table, you know, the whole layout and everything. Then after that, they're going to be producing desserts for the restaurant. So they're going to be getting feedback from actual customers and students around. Yeah, and that's it.
That's it. It's a lot, though, isn't it?
It's a lot, yeah.
So how is the pro pastry course set up, and what's the vibe like?
Basically, the pastry kitchen is more of a laid-back kitchen compared to the cooking kitchen. We have the basic equipment, which are your mixers. We have the blast chiller, because in pastries, you need about 2-3 days to accomplish things, but we try to shorten it. So you need your blast chiller. We have the rational ovens. We have the ice cream machine, the chocolate tempering machines, a lot of machines, okay? You have your sweets. You have everything smelling sweets, a lot of vanilla, flour, sugars. You have a lot of bowls going on. And it's a laid-back kitchen. You come in, you feel laid-back, you feel relaxed. That way you can work and produce more. Yeah, it's not like you go into the hot kitchen and you see so many pots and pans and knives. No. You're going to see a lot of spatulas, a lot of whisks and colourful things.
Learning these skills is great, but what kind of careers can pro pastry students go on to have?
They can work in a bakery producing breads. They can work in a bakery producing cakes. They can work with French pastries, hotels in the pastry department. And I also try to incorporate a bit of culinary. So they know the basic knife skills, they know how to make a salad, they know how to make, you know, simple things. So they can basically work anywhere, basically.
And finally, how would Chef Toyo sum up life for students at SCAFA?
I would call SCAFA a family. This is a place you come and you feel like you're home. And even when you leave, you keep coming back. So if you really want somewhere that is going to mold you, that you're going to feel at home, I think you come to SCAFA and everybody treats you the same. You know, all the chefs are interested in you. They want to see you grow. They want to help you. And everybody's like one big happy family. Even after you leave, you know, you still keep this relationship going. So I think it's a good place to learn. Because some places you go and it's really cold and the chefs are uptight. And, you know, but here it's cool. I'll just say it's cool. It's like family.
The School of Culinary and Finishing Arts isn't just based in Dubai. It also has an academy in Lahore, in Pakistan, which has been open since 2015. One of its graduates studied both the Pro Kitchen and Pro Pastry courses before moving to the USA.
So my full name is Maham Qureshi. I'm 24 years old. I currently live in Houston, Texas, but I am from Lahore, Pakistan. I work here as a full-time bread baker. So in 2016, I joined SCAFA as a culinary arts student. And after 3 months, once I was done with my diploma, I moved on to pastry arts. I am more of a pastry person, but I wanted to be more well-rounded. So I started off with culinary first and then made my way to pastry.
Have you found that that was kind of useful? Did you get anything out of it in retrospect?
Yes, for sure. It was, for me personally, I feel like they're very interlinked. There's a lot of skills that I can use in pastry that a lot of pastry students do not have. Since I already did culinary, savory pastries are a thing, savory breads are a thing. Since I am big on bread, it kind of helps me out with that. And flavor profiles. I mean, I feel like culinary had helped me understand flavor profiles a lot more than pastry did. I enjoy it. I can work on both sides of the kitchen. It's helpful. I'm not stuck to just one thing.
Chatting to Maham, I wanted to know where her passion for cooking and baking came from.
I come from a family where we try and taste everything. I like to say thank you to my dad. He, as a kid, he would make us taste everything. There was nothing like, oh, this is for kids, this is for adults. Like, we ate everything. When I was 11, I would watch the Nigella show a lot with my mom. You know, I used to love her. I was obsessed with her. I had a massive sweet tooth. My mom is big on cooking, but she did not bake at all. She does not have a sweet tooth. So I realized, like, if I want to eat sweets, I need to make them myself. So I started making everything from scratch, and that's how I started. Initially, like, I am Pakistani. My parents were kind of like, no, that's like a side hobby. That can't be your career. But eventually they got around to it. But it did take a while. I did go to school for psychology. I dropped out my first year, went to SCAFA, and then from there I just never stopped.
In Pakistan, just like the UAE, there are other culinary schools available. So why did Maham decide to study at SCAFA Lahore?
I did go to a bunch of schools in Lahore to look around and see if it was good or not. But SCAFA just offered something that was way better than a lot of other schools. The chefs were a lot more trained. They knew a lot. They were a lot more educated. I did not just want to go to culinary school just to learn something. It was kind of like a dream. So for me, SCAFA really was a dream come true, because In Lahore, they did ship a lot of things from different areas, and we got to try a lot of different ingredients and play around with that. So that kind of really helped me out.
After graduating from SCAFA, Maham lived and worked in Lahore as a pastry caterer before marriage meant a move to the United States. Once there, she decided to get her associate's degree in culinary arts from the Culinary Institute of America.
I feel like SCAFA really set the base for it, because when I went to school, I was doing great because I had kind of already gone through all of that. I knew the science behind it. I understood how to work in a kitchen. Getting a good grade was easy. So I kind of held that advantage over a lot of other students who just were fresh out of high school, had never worked in the industry before, and never been to culinary school before. So for me, I feel like SCAFA definitely helped me out so much more than I would have thought. So I know there's two mindsets in the industry. You can either work your way up or you can go to school and then make your way up. For me, I would recommend everyone to go to school and then make their way up, because you walk in knowing exactly what you want, what you're getting into. You're not just walking in, getting surprised, learning things out of the blue. You mess up and then you learn. This way I knew what I was doing and I wasn't messing up and then learning from my mistakes. Go to culinary school. There's no way around it.
After graduating from CIA, Maham was offered a full-time job at a bakery in the bread section. I asked her to explain her daily routine.
So every day when I walk in, the first thing I do is get my water ready, get my bags of flour ready, start mixing, make sure my sour is doing good, my levain's doing good. Once I'm done with my mixing, each dough requires folding to form gluten. So we do all the folds. After that, we shape and proof them. The breads are baked the second day, so early morning. Bread bakers are early morning people. We wake up at 2-3 in the morning. After we're done shaping, I move on to croissants. We laminate, shape croissants, get those going, get everything finished, come home, and I run a side business. So I run a business called the Aqua Giraffe, and that's a croissant business. I come home, I work on that, proof croissants, bake croissants again, go to sleep. Next day, same routine.
Maham's work has led to her being featured by the Bakers Guild of America, and she has big plans for that side business that she mentioned, the Awkward Giraffe.
So currently, I'm in the process of wanting to open a storefront for my business. So that's the next step. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it goes good. That's what I'm working on right now. We're trying to get all the details down. We got investors. We're trying to work on that. Hopefully, it works out. Hopefully, it's good. I know it's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be crazy. But that's what I'm trying to do. That's the next step.
Maham is also passionate about spreading her love of bread to her home country. She's determined to go back to Pakistan.
I definitely want to go back to Pakistan and start something with bread, because we lack good bread in Pakistan. And it's not our fault. It's just the fact that we don't have a lot of flours available. So I want to really figure out why that's the case and how we can get more kinds of flours there. So we can start making croissants, we can start making different sourdoughs. My parents live there. They've never had croissants that I've ever made because I just can't make them there. So that's one thing that I want to figure out so they can have croissants in Pakistan. Like, we can definitely move forward. We're Pakistan's big on food.
So how does Maham feel when she thinks back to her time at SCAFA, where her culinary journey started? Oh, and I think we're about to hear that word again.
SCAFA is definitely family. There's no way around it. The first minute I achieve anything, I text them and I'm like, hey, look at what I did. Because they're the ones who initially trained me to get here. Like, yes, I went to school here, but they're the ones who set the whole background for me. It's a family. There's no way around it. They helped me out in numerous ways. They've been there for me when I felt like, oh, I'm going to quit. This is not going to work out for me. And I've reached out to them and they've basically pushed me forward and been like, no, you're doing this. You can do this. And that's the good thing about the food industry. Like, wherever you work, everyone becomes a family because you're with each other a majority of your day. Food just connects you in a weird way that everyone just feels like, oh, we're on the same page. I feel like food industry is probably the best industry out there. We're all a family.
We're almost out of time on this very family-focused episode of Chef's Dream. But before we go, let's quickly catch up with Ruby. She's just finished her week 4 assessment. Let's see how she got on.
When I come, I'm a little nervous. But when I start, even once the chef come, I am so nervous. Even I ask him, chef, can I have some music? But when I have the stuff and I start, I forget everything. I just do it. Even if I something wrong, but even I'm proud of myself. Even now I told my sister, please come with me, take a pastry class. It's really good, it's really nice. Even my friends, I told them, come, it's very nice place, you learn so much, and it's good job. Really, it's good job.
Next time on Chef's Dream, we meet Marwa, who recently decided that university was not the right fit for her.
At first, I thought I would just kill time because I dropped out of university, but I've always enjoyed cooking. At the back of my head, I've been envisioning myself in a kitchen.
SCAFA graduate Michael D'Souza explains why he's dreaming of a career in sandwiches.
Why do you think a sandwich is something to do with bread? If you think harder, you can actually change the concept on how people think about food.
And culinary director Chef Francisco Araya explains why SCAFA's pro finishing course focuses on both creativity and standardization.
I hate seeing a recipe that says a pinch. You have small hands, a pinch will be different than big hands. How do I leave cooking to the size of your hands?
If you've enjoyed this episode, that's good. There's another 9 on the way, so hit the subscribe button and please give us a 5-star review wherever you're listening so more future chefs can tune in. If you want to find out more about SCAFA, you can check out their website, scafa.ae. SCAFA is spelled S-C-A-F-A. Or follow them on Instagram at scafa.dubai. SCAFA also has a culinary school in Lahore, Pakistan. You can find them at scafa.pk. Or follow them on Instagram at scafa.lahore. You can follow me at Ray's Menu. Until next time, happy cooking.